Progress to counter flood risk. Progress has been made to counter the flood risk in Calderdale in the 2 years since Storm Ciara, says a senior councillor. That storm on February 9th, 2020 hit the borough just weeks before the COVID-19 pandemic lockdown and was the latest serious weather incident to cause widespread flooding. Previous ones including the devastating events of Boxing Day 2015. 2 years on from Storm Ciara, the council is reflecting on the progress made while reminding people that we continue to live in a climate emergency, says Cabinet Member for Climate Change and Resilience, Councillor Scott Patient, who is Labour Loddon Foot. Councillor Patient, who lives in a Calder Valley flood zone and is a volunteer flood warden, said weather events caused worry and concern and dealing with climate change was an ongoing challenge. The council says Calderdale's steep-sided valleys and riverside communities make it particularly vulnerable to the effects of climate change, shown by the increasing number and severity of recent floods in the borough, with Storm Ciara being Calderdale's fourth major flood in just 8 years. Councillor Patient said actions taken by the council since Storm Ciara included achieving the target of reducing carbon dioxide emissions within the council and wider Calderdale by 40% in 2020 and declared a bold and ambitious target of net zero emissions by 2038, with significant progress by 2030. The council is mapping out a path to make Calderdale carbon neutral through the emissions reduction pathway and a climate action plan. And a climate action plan is in development. Calderdale is investing in a range of net zero projects to tackle the climate emergency and has launched a £1 million climate fund to support voluntary sector climate change projects.